Look, I mean, all of the scientists, most of the scientists, are telling us that lockdown levels mean nothing in terms of the transmissibility of the coronavirus. Cyril Ramaphosa said that the scientists advised, don't go to level 3, go to level 1, because the levels don't stop the transmission of the virus in South Africa. What the scientists say is that behavior is important. Social distancing, staying a meter and a half, 2 meters away from anybody in your vicinity, wearing a mask, more to protect others if you are asymptomatically infected than to be infected yourself, but it does provide some protection for that as well. Wash your hands, sanitize as often as you can. How do you get those messages across? Because quite clearly, there are a lot of people. I mean, I'm driving up Steenberg Road today on my way to work. A lot of men at the side of the road with tools hoping to get a job that can give them some money. Some had masks, most didn't. Those that had masks had them around their necks, and they were standing in clusters talking to each other. 5, 6 people standing very, very close to each other, talking to each other. If anyone in that group was infected, the others are going to be infected as well. Then I drop into Caroline's Fine Wines at the Forest Glade Center in Takai to stock up on some wines, and they're a group of men that have been mountain bike riding together. And they've bought some coffee, takeaway coffee from the bootleggers, which is serving it, and they're all standing on their bicycles with their wheels kind of centering in, and they've all got their masks down, and they're all talking to each other, because after all, they're drinking their coffee. You can't drink coffee through a mask. And if one of them was infected, they were probably all or most of them going to be infected. Why don't they believe that a mask is necessary? And how do you convince them that a mask is necessary? Robert Grace is founding partner and head of strategy for the MNC Saatchi Group in South Africa. Robert, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, John, and good afternoon to your listeners. I hope this finds you safe and most still sane at this time of lockdown.
Safe, yes. Sane, I'm not so sure about. I'll leave that to others to make that valuation. I mean, how do you? I mean, is it the government's job? Is it television advertising? Is it radio advertising? Is it street-to-street pamphlets? How do you get a message across to a greater number of people that this stuff is important?
It's a very good question, and it sounds so simple, but it really actually isn't. When you think about, we're asking people to shift a fundamental behavior, and not just a one-off, but every single day of their lives. I mean, I got into my car this morning and I actually forgot my mask at home. I had to drive around and go back and collect it. And I was like, why did that happen? And it's because it's such a sustained shift that we're looking to achieve. But I think before you answer that, I think the context of where we find ourselves is really important. And there are probably three big things. The first thing is that we're also dealing with an infodemic. I mean, this is the single biggest global conversation that has ever taken place. So there is an overwhelming amount of information. And so people are confused and at times are making up their own minds. You know, it's my friend. I know them. It's my household. Do I really need to wear this mask? I think the second one is that the conversation has been consumed in hype, and hype loves pandemics. I don't think the word unprecedented has been used quite so much in the last 8 weeks, probably in the whole of history. But often hype isn't useful, especially in a situation where you're trying to shift a behavior. And I guess the last point is a lack of consistency. And I think that, you know, if you think back to when we started lockdown, that amazing unifying cry from our president was incredible. And I think people bought into it and acted on it. But I think that is now eroding because of a lack of consistency and communication. I think that context is really important, which I think helps inform some shifts that I think we need to think about when we're talking about it.
Because I really do think that we, as individuals and as caring members of society, the more among us who take distance and masks and sanitizing washing seriously, the fewer infections there will be, the few serious cases there will be, and the fewer serious cases, the fewer deaths. So it's in all of our interests to take this stuff seriously. So
absolutely, man. And I think that, you know, I think what's important about the communication, and you touched on it, is that I think the orientation that I've certainly seen is that it's around the individual. But I don't think that's totally correct, because this is actually about all of us. You know, if I think about myself, I got up this morning, I'm healthy, I had no symptoms, put my mask on, well, I went back to get it, I had to meet an electrician, I've been in an Uber ride, I'm going to take one later. My well-being is dependent on everybody else's well-being, and theirs too of mine. And I think we've got to orientate around the communal effort, the social effort that's needed to get through this. And I think one of the big shifts that I think we need to make, and I think even the World Health Organization erred in this and they admitted it, is that we need to shift, be careful about our language. Social distancing is quite a big, broad, abstract term.
Yeah.
It should be referred to as physical distancing. I know exactly what you mean when you say physical distancing, stand apart from somebody else. But social distancing is quite an abstract term. And so I think it's really important to be careful around the language. And I think the last one is that the language is becoming very instructional. It's almost shouting at people. It's almost like they're these rules. And it's hard to get people to buy into that. And I think we've got to think quite carefully about our messaging around it, because just, you know, all these instructions being bombarded the whole time, it clearly isn't getting through.
Yeah, I mean, I get a message every day, a COVID-19 message, and I don't read them anymore. I read them for the first couple of days, and my phone goes ping, and I go, oh, it's between 8:30 and 9:30. It's my COVID-19 message, and the next time I open my phone, I clear the message. The power to defeat coronavirus is in your hands. Maintain social distancing and wash your hands frequently. sacoronavirus.co.za. And it doesn't work with me, and I suspect it doesn't work with too many of the people who get that message in on their phones. I mean, is this government talking to us, having a conversation with us, William Keyse? Is it government-sponsored campaigns on radio, on television? Is it driving around? Is it asking who's the community leader in this block, asking that person to take over the messaging? How do we manage this better than we're doing at the moment?
I think it's got to come from somewhere central and somewhere powerful. You know, when you go back to the beginning, there was such a simple thought that we all bought into: flatten the curve. We understood what we needed to buy into and act on. And at the moment, I think people don't understand what we need to buy into and what we need to act on other than stop spreading. But people are going, but how am I going to do that for the next 12 months? And so we're not sure how to actually buy into it. And I think that's why we've got to articulate a very clear mission. What do we need to do now? And if you think about, go back to the water crisis, what made that so successful, and I know it was contentious, and let's not get into that debate with people, but when the city said, defeat day zero, I understood what I needed to do and what we were aiming for. I think we're suddenly in this level three. What does this mean? Is this the new normal? What are we trying to achieve? And I do think that from government, I think we need a clear purpose, a clear mission. What now? And I think when we've got that, I think we can get other organizations to build on that messaging. You saw how flatten the curve spread, and it was clear to understand. I think right now, I think people aren't sure what this is all in aid of.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the British government used to have stay home as the first of three short sentences on a banner in front of the lecterns from which government ministers and health advisors were talking. And then they changed that to be careful. And, you know, what does that mean? Stay home is easy to understand. Be careful is so broad that it essentially becomes meaningless. Robert, thank you very, very much for talking to us this afternoon. Robert Grace, founding partner and head of strategy for the MNC Saatchi Group in South Africa.